USL Championship last year was won by San Antonio FC. Mitchell Tanner was the USL Defender of the Year. He is one of the leaders of San Antonio FC. If you don't know, the USL Championship is the league right below Major League Soccer. Highly competitive. Mitchell Tanner joins me now. His story is a great one. Mitchell, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, so first thing I'm going to say is I'm not sure all San Antonio FC fans know this, but you come from pretty big lineage when it comes to soccer in Connecticut and the Northeast with the Maroney family. Joe Maroney was the coach of UConn. Your mother played at UConn as a player. Her brothers, Bill and Joe Jr., also players at UConn, also played in the pros. Talk a little bit about the Maroney legacy here before we get into anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Storrs, Connecticut. It's a small town up in Connecticut, right where the university is. Back when my grandfather got the job, it was obviously still a really small town, but he provided a really good foundation for youth soccer in the country. And a lot of the growth, I think, is credited to him and kind of what he did with his youth program there and within the University of Connecticut. And I was pretty blessed to be born into that family with all the soccer knowledge they had and kind of soaked it all up. And here I am.
Yeah, by the way, mom gave you a few tips, you told me before this interview.
She did, yeah. You know, when I played well, it was great. When I didn't play well, she let me know what I needed to work on and, you know, wasn't happy with some performances. But, it was a blessing to grow up in that environment and, you know, ultimately helped me get to where I am right now.
Talking to Mitchell Tanner, defender for San Antonio FC. We're going to get into the upcoming season here in a minute. But you then went to Rutgers University, also a very strong program, noted program in New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was great. The coach there was Dan Donegan. He was the biggest player of the decade. It was either in the 80s or the 90s. I'm not sure which one. So if he's listening to this, sorry to date you, coach. But he played for my grandfather at the University of Connecticut. So that was the connection there. I wanted to stay in the Northeast. I wanted my family to see me play. Rutgers was a great program, great facilities. And it was a really good place for me to grow. When I first went into Rutgers, I think we had the number 5 recruiting class in the country and played with a lot of great players in the New Jersey area, which is a hotbed for U.S. soccer, you know, for the last 30, 40 years. So it was a really great experience. And then, I got drafted and moved around quite a bit and found a home in San Antonio.
USL champions last year of the championship. I mean, a remarkable season, a remarkable way to finish, a remarkable game at your home stadium in front of your home fans. I know you have to move on. But just talk about that from the perspective of your career and the platform that it's taken, the rise that it's had as a 28-year-old man now in defender.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people can get caught up in what's next in their career. And I was guilty of it, too. I got drafted in the third round to Toronto, spent a lot of my time in the second team there, you know, training with the first team quite a bit, but never ultimately signed a first team contract with them. I went to Sacramento and then, you know, kind of the funny how the sport works, but I got called back on loan to Toronto for a game. It was against Houston, actually. Did well, scored. And that was my only appearance in MLS. And I think right now, you know, it's about surrounding yourself with people who have the same vision, staying in the present, focused on the present. And to be able to do that in San Antonio, I really feel like I found a home here. I'm surrounded by a coach who really believes in me. Lets me express who I am on the field. And, you know, he's taken my strengths and made them that much better, and taken my weaknesses and made them better as well. So it's a huge credit to everyone. It was an unbelievable year last year. We got to kind of wipe the slate clean now. We had a long off season to appreciate what we did, but now it's on to 2023 and hopefully doing it all again.
And that's the aforementioned Alan Morsina, who led San Antonio FC to the title. Okay, you teased us a little bit in that answer with my next question, and that is the difference in how you see the game now as a 28-year-old as opposed to a 22-year-old rookie with Toronto FC.
Yeah, when you're in college and you're a kid, you want to play at the highest level possible. You want to play in MLS. You want to go to Europe. And I think it's easy to get lost in that mindset and not really kind of be bought into where you're at in the moment because you're not satisfied with where you are, which is great. That's why I am where I am. That's why I've had the success that I've had. But at the same time, I do think it can hold you back, and I think it's helped me back a little bit. So going into that sort of mentality, when you find yourself in a situation where, like I said, you have a coach who believes in you and all these other aspects, that's when you see the real growth in yourself as a person on the field and off the field. I feel like I've really grown a lot. I have a coach who helps me off the field, has helped me grow, and really mature. And so I just think that mental part of it, staying focused, is really a big part of, you know, a player's success.
Mitchell Tanner joining us, San Antonio FC defender. Specifically, when looking now as a 28-year-old at the way you play your position, your overall understanding of it now, how is that different? I would think you're better at your craft now simply because of experience and the path that you've taken.
Yeah. So the way that we play in San Antonio is quite different than, you know, every other club that I've played at. You know, you're in positions where you're pretty vulnerable. You know, you're 1v1 a lot. If you make a mistake, it's pretty glaring. So being in that sort of situation, it's made me a much better defender. Defend first, play on the ball second. And I think with other teams that I've been at, it's mostly been, oh, let's connect our passes. And, you know, once we keep the ball, hopefully you won't have to defend a lot. But here, Alan has really taught me how to be a defender. And I've learned to love it. I grew up playing striker and center mid. And I even tell Alan all the time, I say, hey, man, you know, I can still play the 10. If you want me up there, go run around. But he's having none of that. But no, playing here has really made me love my position. Take a lot of pride in it. And I think that was a big part of my development as well, because I never really fully bought into being a center back. But coming here, I love it. You know, we were winning a lot last year, so that obviously makes everything more enjoyable. But I think that's really helped in my growth as well, is really loving the position and learning.
Winning that title last year, do you feel like it's expanded the reach of potential new fans and unique fans that hadn't been coming to games before? Do you get that sense? Because you're on the ground in San Antonio.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Toyota Field, but it's
a first-class
facility, amazing atmosphere. It's an unbelievable city to be in. You know, you have a big Spanish influence. You have, you know, a lot of different cultures coming together. We have the Spurs and the backing of the Spurs ownership group, which is amazing. So a lot of the fans from the Spurs are now crossing over into SAFC. And, you know, when you win, it's a lot more fun for fans to get behind their local team. And, you know, we saw that last year, and especially during playoffs. I mean, it's an unbelievable atmosphere. It's nothing like I've ever experienced before. So, you know, I hope everyone, you know, can get behind the team again this year from the jump and you know, have that atmosphere throughout the year.
Sustainability. You mentioned that before. It's a little bit more difficult in USL because there is a lot of roster turnover, right? And you got new faces coming in, like in any season. What's it going to take now? I mean, because the turnover's pretty large. You're going to be one of the big leaders. You're the USL Defender of the Year. What's it going to take? And, you know, like you said, how much have you really swept last year behind you?
I mean, I'm obviously incredibly happy still that we've won, but at the same time, we're in preseason now. So, you know, as hard as it is to, you know, really put that in the review, because that'll be something with you forever. The goal of myself and of the club was not just to win one championship. So now it's about focusing on this season, kind of rewiring our mindsets and our new motivations. We have, I think, it was 9 of the 11 starters from last year returning, which is huge for any success of a club long term. But now the target's on our back. You know, everyone knows what we're about. So it's about staying even keeled, you know, being mentality monsters like we talked about throughout all of last year. And that's kind of how I live my life now. I'd say a lot of other guys do as well. It's about integrating the new guys on the team. We're going to have, you know, a boatload of talent, a lot of energy, guys who want to win. And they're really good people. So I think it's just about staying consistent with what we did last year, keeping that same mentality. Each game is a new season, and attacking every game like it's going to be the last one. And, you know, if we do that, I think the sky's the limit for the team.
Notice some new signings, Nico Hansen, Kamarni Smith. These are all guys that I'm assuming you're going to help integrate into the team and get them to buy into kind of that San Antonio mentality monster. That was the moniker that Alan Marcina coined, right?
Yeah. At the beginning of the year, he talked about Jurgen Klopp and how he used the phrase. And at first, you know, you never know if something's going to stick within a team when a coach says something. But, you know, it stuck with us. It resonated with us. You know, Alan talks a lot about, you know, you can make someone the best, spend time making them the best dribbler in the league, the best passer. But the most powerful thing you can make them is the strongest mental component that they have. It's not easy playing in the U.S. You know, Pep Guardiola said it the other day, 4 hours to London is a lot for him. So it's a lot of mental strength traveling from here to Sacramento, back to RGV, down to San Diego. It takes a lot. So, you know, kind of riding those waves and attacking each obstacle with the best mindset that you can, and overcoming that, it makes you stronger and it brings the team together and, you know, leads to success from the group.
Mitchell Tanner joining us, San Antonio FC defender. I've had a lot of connection to San Antonio, back to the Scorpions when they won the title, and of course the Crocketeers and all our good friends there, James Hope. I mean, for that fan base who started so earlier, and those guys and gals that have been around the team that long, I mean, this was something incredibly special.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, after the game, people were crying. It was, I was crying too. You know, right after the final whistle, I went up to see my family in the stands and gave them a big hug, and just the outpouring support that we got from the diehard fans, the people who just came to the final. And I'll be in the grocery store and people were like, man, I was at the final. We just got season tickets. It's amazing. And I think part of our job, you know, as SAFC athletes, is to help build the sport in San Antonio, because it's a big city. It's a big soccer city. And, you know, us having success on the field and, you know, how emotionally invested our fans are, it only sparks that even more for the younger generation. And it was just an amazing atmosphere for the fans. They've waited a long time for that. It was 7 years. And it was just amazing for all parties.
You're a fun guy to follow on social media. I mean, I don't think there's any question. And one of the little monikers underneath your name, it says bet on yourself. And I'm assuming that's based on the way your career has kind of taken its arc.
Yeah, I mean, I've been overlooked time and time again in my career. You know, I obviously think, you know, I have the quality to play in MLS and other leagues, and it just hasn't happened. And when I got the opportunity to go on loan to San Antonio in 2021, that was kind of difficult for me. I just got engaged. My fiance was from Sacramento. She stayed in Sacramento with me, and, you know, she fully supports me and said, go do it. So I needed to bet on myself there. I was taking a huge risk, and that's kind of how I've lived my life. You know, you dream big, dare to fail, always bet on yourself. You know, you got to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to lose in order to win. And, you know, that was something that I thought about before every game. And it's made a huge, huge impact on my life.
Great message to young youth soccer players as well. You just gave there. And by the way, you got married. So tell us a little bit about that and how that changes your perspective on life.
Yeah, I mean, I met my wife in 2018 in Sacramento. I met her after a game one time in the stands. One of her friends was dating one of my teammates. We met. And then 2019, we were dating. And at the end of 2020, we got engaged in New York. I actually lost the ring in transit to New York City. It was not good. It was lost for 24 hours in New York City and eventually found its way back to me. So it was meant to be. But
wow,
she's an amazing support system for me. You know, I'm not where I am without her support. And, you know, I tell her all the time and tell other people, it's not only is she supporting my dream and being a professional footballer, she's chasing it with me. She's moved with me to San Antonio, uprooted her life, made a bunch of changes. So I owe it to her to be successful and to make the best life I can for me and her and our future family.
What's your wife's name, Mitchell?
Amanda.
Okay, we just wanted to make sure Amanda got the due props here. all right, you're going to be playing each Eastern Conference team for the first time in history. This is an interesting part of the upcoming season. March 11, the opener against the Oakland Roots. There's a couple of things for San Antonio FC fans that they already know. You can get tickets at SanAntonioFC.com. Just a word on what Alan Marcina has meant to you before I let you go.
He saved my, not only my career, but I think my life. You know, I devote a lot to my craft, and to be able to have the success that I've had has been a dream come true. And it wouldn't be possible without Alan. I came to San Antonio in 2020. We had an abbreviated season because of COVID. Then I re-signed in Sacramento, got loaned back here for 6 months. And, you know, I was talking to my wife and talking to my mom, saying, man, like, I really want to know how good I can be playing with Alan or under Alan for an entire year. And I believe in him just as much as he believes in me. And like I said before, he allows me to express myself, allows me to be who I am on the field. He has his full confidence in me, full trust in me as I do with him. And I think that's why we've had such a good relationship, is where we're cut from the same cloth. We're different in a lot of ways, but very similar personalities, mindset. And I think that's why I've had all the success I've had. I don't think I would be nearly the player I am today or have any of the accolades or won a trophy or anything without him. So he's been a godsend to me, and he's got my loyalty, my love, and, you know, it's been amazing playing for him.
Is his influence more from the mental standpoint, from the tactical standpoint, a combination? How does that work?
Oh, it's both. I mean, there's no coach more prepared than Alan. I mean, we do a ton of video. He's very explicit in what he expects from you. Everyone knows their role. We're a very well organized team. So tactically, he's second to none. And I think mentally as well, he's rewired. If you ask anyone else on the team, he's rewired us mentally, made us the mental monsters that we are, and is shaping who we are and, you know, how we're going to be for quite a long time.
Mitchell, thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck in the opener on March 11th against the Oakland Roots. Congratulations on last year's championship and all the great things happening in your career. This has been a fun interview. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Uplifting interview there from Mitchell Tanner, and a great lesson of perseverance and continuing to push through.